That's from research at UB into environmental chemicals in the world around us and a chemical inside us, melatonin. That's the chemical which tells our bodies it's day or night and it's time to get some shut-eye. University Pharmacology and Toxicology Chair Margarita Dubakovic has studied melatonin for a quarter of a century, looking at human sleep. Now she's working with an assistant professor in the department, Raj Rajnarayanan. They're looking at the chemicals in water which can displace melatonin in your body. Rajnarayanan says the National Institute of Health happened to come up with a grant at the time.
If there is an environmental chemical that can actually mimic melatonin, can go bind to these receptors, and then can disrupt this, disable the clock in our brain, and then cause a lot of imbalances, which may lead to diabetes, obesity, and metabolic syndrome.
Now, the two researchers have $437,000 from that grant to see if bad sleep regulation can lead to all of those other problems. That involves figuring out what chemicals are actually in the water, and that's where big data comes in, massive accumulations of past research to figure out which ones displace melatonin in the body and possibly lead to poor sleep and diabetes. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.